This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Roads Rewind.
Fran, standing by on line one. How you doing, Fran?
Yes, Austin. I want to make a couple of statements, and then I'll hang up and let you bloviate.
Okay.
I think that your distaste, your hatred for Joe Mullins dates back to the day that he hit on your daughter in the bar. And he was there for a purpose to find a woman.
He didn't hit on my daughter. He didn't hit on my daughter. He hit on my daughter's roommate.
Okay.
Okay.
If he was there to maybe find a woman, they probably were there to find a man.
My daughter's roommate was a waitress in that restaurant.
Okay. She still could have been there for the same purpose, okay? But anyway.
She's old enough to be his daughter, or he's old enough to be her father. But go ahead.
That's okay. 50-year-old people marry 20-year-old people, okay? And date them also. So all I got to say is I can't believe that you don't put something to rest, you know? I don't know what he's done to you. I don't know what he obviously done something pretty bad to you personally. For you to have such hatred for him, because you do hate him.
I don't hate the guy.
Oh, you do?
No.
You do?
I don't.
Because I'm a Christian, and I can tell hate. And let me tell you something right now. You could let something go. Christians let things go. They let them go. They state their peace, they get it off their mind, and then they let it go. But you don't let things go. And this has been 5, 6, 7 years, I don't know how many years it's been going on, that you just can't let it go. This man, I don't know him. I don't have a dog in the fight. But you took such joy in him losing yesterday. What does it mean to you that he lost? What did you lose?
I didn't lose anything. I gained. Pleasurable. Joe Mullins is one of the lowest forms of political life.
There's a lot of people says Austin Rhodes is, too.
Well, that's they can have that opinion.
So, okay, then you can have your opinion.
Well, and that's why it's called the Austin Road Show, Fran. You called
exactly
into it.
Right.
I didn't make you listen to the radio.
No, you didn't. No, I called in to voice my opinion because it seems to me like you've got such hatred of one individual.
It's not hatred.
You need to let it go so that you can get a little peace in your heart. You do. You need to let it go so you can have a little peace in your heart.
Okay.
Because obviously you don't. I mean, every time the man does something, I mean, if he drives through Augusta on the way to North Augusta, Joe Mullins was in town.
Well, he's in town because he's being...
He's doing a deposition.
He is?
He is. I heard that myself.
Okay, all right. What's the case about?
Master's ticket.
Okay. You don't think that's interesting?
I have a good friend that lost her ticket in that scam. But you know what? She doesn't hate him because you know why? She knew what she was getting into.
I don't
when she
hate
did
him.
And so did
I,
those people.
I hate rapists and murderers. I don't hate petty little con men like Joe Mullins. I delight in their failure.
Mind.
Do what?
He monopolizes your mind.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
Oh, he has a space up there, my friend.
No, he doesn't. I didn't mention him at all yesterday. He lost the election last night.
You didn't know
killed.
Until last night that he lost.
Well, that's because it just happened.
That's right.
Okay.
So today you dedicate your show to him.
I dedicate the show? I've been talking about a whole lot of other things.
Yeah. But, you know, it amazes me that somebody can devote that much of your time. Obviously, you don't have anything else to talk about if you can talk about Joe Mullins.
Talked about many other things today. I was talking about the Civic Center and the concert and the scheduling of football games.
You know, I normally don't even listen to you, but you know why I turned it on today?
Why is that?
Because I knew since he lost that you would be dedicating your show to him. And I said, well, you know what? I'm going to listen to him bloviate over Joe Mullins today because that's all he's going to talk about.
Well, you're wrong about that.
Well, I'm quite sure if it ain't today, it'll be tomorrow.
I mean, I've talked about him when there's something in the news to talk about him. Well,
he's
a public hazard, is what he is.
He's no more of a public hazard than you and I are.
I don't think that's true. When was the last time you drove 90 miles an hour down the interstate time after time after time, making excuses that you run the county and you should be entitled to do that? When was the last time you have ever owned real estate? Have you ever rented property to anybody? Did you let it get into such a state where you had to be sanctioned by the home county for your property being
unfit? That's their business to take care of. That's what they're there for.
What
the police are there for, write tickets
and,
to people.
And
like
I talked all day long about people that get in trouble with the police. And actually, it's not the police, it's a code enforcement situation.
It is. But I'll tell you what, it seems like to me, for the betterment of your show, for the betterment of your listening audience, that you could let this man rest in peace.
If he ever passes, I will let him rest in peace.
He's not dead, but sometimes I think you almost wish he was.
Why would I want? No.
But then again, you wouldn't have anything to talk about, would you?
Lady, I've been talking about all kinds of stuff today.
You would not have anything to talk about. You know, you called him a human hemorrhoid.
Yes.
But you are a human cesspool.
Oh, that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, friend. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's news talk and information station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.